The recent drama over the stock of GameStop was driven by a flood of small investors taking aim at big money short sellers. Short sellers have long been cast as the villains of Wall Street since they make money when stock prices fall. NPR's Ryan Kailath has more.
First off, we're not going to explain how shorting a stock works right now. Suffice it to say, most investors win when stocks go up, and short sellers win when they go down. It's a practice as old as stocks themselves. The very first stock ever created was soon shorted, the Dutch East India Company, back in the early 1600s. 300 years and a bunch of stocks later, President Herbert Hoover was railing against short sellers after the crash of 1929. There's no recording of the speech, so here's Craig Wright from the Hoover Library.
Small groups in the business world purpose to profit from depreciation of securities and commodities. They are equally condemned by our public and business opinion. They are by no means helpful to the nation.
In 1987, short sellers were blamed for their possible role in the Black Monday crash. In 2008, there was a brief ban on short selling, which officials later regretted. Eventually, a short seller was the villain in the Bond film Casino Royale.
I have the money, so short another million shares.
Sir, you must know you're betting against the market. No one expects this stock to go anywhere but up.
Just do it.
Spoiler alert, the Bond villain loses his money. Nobody likes to see a short seller win.
Well, if everybody's losing money and there's somebody at that time making a lot of money, it's going to be natural to feel a little bit of resentment towards them.
Edwin Dorsey is a short seller. He writes a newsletter called The Bear Cave. And he says haters tend to miss the important role that short sellers can play. Sure, they might profit when stocks go down, but often the stocks deserve to because the company is overvalued. And short sellers have played an important watchdog role, researching and exposing frauds like Enron, for example.
The early people there blowing the whistle and exposing wrongdoing and changing the sentiment were short sellers.
Dorsey made his name in shorts research while still in college. A friend was getting babysitting gigs on the website care.com, and she said something about it was off. Babysitters weren't being vetted properly, there were scammers about. Dorsey looked into it.
And I saw this company had been sued by a lot of parents whose kids had been harmed by babysitters on this platform, specifically babysitters that had not been vetted properly.
He dug up local news reports of similar issues and hundreds of consumer complaints. Finally, he decided to test the system. Dorsey filled out a babysitter profile using the name and photograph of Harvey Weinstein, the Hollywood sexual predator. He plugged in a fake social security number and a fake Facebook profile.
And I thought, okay, there's no way I'm going to be approved. And to my amazement, not only was I approved as Harvey Weinstein, I was elevated to their care force, which is like their highest level of authenticity.
Dorsey wrote up a long report that went viral in the short seller world, sent it to journalists. 9 months later, the Wall Street Journal did a front page story on the problems. And not long after that, the CEO, CFO, and general counsel all resigned. Care.com has since been purchased by another company and made significant safety changes. They declined to comment for this story.
This is a great example of somebody finding something wrong, being motivated partly by money. I was betting against the stocks. I wanted to show people it was bad, but also being motivated by saying, hey, here's this huge problem that people aren't paying attention to, and putting out a report that ended up making a difference.
Dorsey recognizes there are bad actors in the shorts world. People who exaggerate problems with the company in order to turn a quick buck. But those are outweighed for him by the good actors who can expose wrongdoing. He doesn't mind playing the villain for pointing out flaws, he says. He'll take his compensation in dollars. Ryan Kailath, NPR News,